This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Maharashtra cabinet was expanded this evening with the inclusion of 33 cabinet and 6 ministers of state. The swearing-in ceremony was held in Nagpur. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office in secrecy to the newly inducted ministers of ruling Mahayuti government. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Deputy Chief Ministers Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar were present on this occasion. BJP tops the tally with 16 cabinet ministers and 3 ministers of state, while Shiva Sena got 9 cabinet berths and 2 ministers of state. Nationalist Congress Party got 8 cabinet ministers and 1 minister of state. The Maharashtra cabinet also includes 4 women ministers. These are BJP's Pankaja Munde, Madhuri Misal, Meghna Bordekar, and Nationalist Congress Party's Aditi Tatkare. The prominent ministers who took oath today include BJP's State President Chandrasekhar Bavankhule, BJP's Shivendra Singh Bhosle, Nitesh Rana, Shiv Sena's Sanjay Rathod, and NCP's Narhari Jhirwal and Hasan Mushrif. The week-long winter session of the Maharashtra Assembly will begin from tomorrow at Nagpur. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has said that mass awareness and public participation are key to success in the fight against tuberculosis, TB and drug addiction. Mr. Birla said this while inaugurating a friendly cricket match among members of parliament across political parties for raising awareness about TB Mukt Bharat and Nasha Mukt Bharat campaigns at the Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi today. Mr. Birla urged the MPs to make the campaigns a Jan Andolan and develop the spirit of healthy competition among themselves to make India free from the TB disease by 2025. Lok Sabha Speaker underlined that tuberculosis is a disease that presents significant challenges and difficulties to the people, particularly the poor. He emphasized the need for a national resolve to overcome these challenges. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the concluding session of the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi is chairing the conference for the second day today. He chaired the meeting yesterday as well. The 3-day conference, which began on Friday, aims to further strengthen the partnership between the centre and the state governments with a focus on ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reiterated the central government's resolve to end the menace of Naxalism from Chhattisgarh by the 31st of March 2026. He hailed the state police's efforts in curbing left-wing extremism over the past year. Mr. Shah was speaking at an event in Raipur to mark the prestigious President's Colour Award to Chhattisgarh Police. He appealed to Maoists to join the mainstream and make the best use of the surrender policy of the state government. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today inaugurated the Geoscience Museum at the Victoria Market Building in Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh. The state-of-the-art museum is set to become a hub for geoscience education and public engagement. The Geoscience Museum represents a unique initiative by the Geological Survey of India to showcase the wonders of the earth sciences while promoting scientific temperament and knowledge sharing among the public. The Vice President also unveiled the statue of Maharaja Srimant Jivajirao Sindhya at the Jivaji University. In Uttarakhand, the 10th edition of the World Ayurveda Congress and Arogya Expo concluded in Dehradun today. 54 countries participated in the 4-day event. The 3rd edition of the mega event Virasat Sari Festival 2024 began today at Handloom Haat Janpath in New Delhi. Union Textiles Ministry said the fair has brought together handloom weavers, sari designers and sari lovers and buyers across the country. The ministry said the 14-day event will put renewed focus on the age-old tradition of sari weaving and thereby improve earnings of the handloom community. The sari festival will be open for the public from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 29th of December. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. In under-19 cricket, Indian women's team registered a massive 9-wicket win over arch-rivals Pakistan in their opening Group A match of the Asia Cup in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.